Welcome back, everybody, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. This is episode 169. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com, and you could follow me on Twitter at golfunfiltered, and you could send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Be sure to look us up on Instagram as well. Folks, a little bit ago, if you are a member of the Hackers Paradise Forum, so shout out to all my friends over at THP, I put out an open call to anybody on that forum that would like to appear on the show and to share a little bit about their, not only their personal story, about their tie-in with golf and how they got associated with the game. And I got a pretty good response rate from that. And one of those individuals goes by the name of Mike. Those of you who are on the forum, you actually know him as Illiterate. Illiterate spelled with a one, probably one of my favorite names on the forum. And Mike was actually brave enough and kind enough to want to come on and share a little bit, not only about how he got started on the THP forum, but also to talk about his life, to share his personal story just a little bit, and how golf helps him overcome a few things. And so Mike and I actually had a previous phone call that you'll hear me reference a couple times in our conversation, where he did share quite a bit. And listeners, if you are interested in coming on, and this is kind of a trend that I want to keep going, I'm liking where this is going, and I hope that you do too, and based on the feedback I've received at this point, you do, please feel free to reach out. We'll get you on the show, and much like Mike did in this episode that you're about to hear, we'll talk about your backstory, share a little bit about what you would like to talk about, and most specifically and most importantly, how golf helps you in basically every part of your life, or maybe even just a couple things to get you from one day to the next. So a couple other shout outs real quick, just to my friends over at Cleveland and Srixon, as well as my buddies over at budgetgolf.com. And without much further ado, here's Mike from the Hackers Paradise Forum, otherwise known as Illiterate. Again, that's just a funny name. I hope you enjoy this conversation. Let's go. All right, folks, welcome back. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I am happy to welcome a listener that has reached out to me, also a Hackers Paradise forum member. You know him as Illiterate, which is probably one of my favorite forum names on THP. His name is Mike, though, and Mike reached out to me not too long ago in response to a thread that I opened asking for anyone who wanted to come on and share their story. And Mike, I know you and I talked a little bit leading up to today on a previous phone call just to kind of, you know, introduce one another. You and I have not met face to face, but before I get too ahead of myself, I just want to say thanks again for agreeing to come on the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the invitation, or the open invitation to the entire forum. And hopefully, more people, take advantage of, coming on this and kind of sharing their story and that sort of thing. I think it's, great what you're doing. So thank you for having me and really appreciate the invitation.
Anytime. And as Mike mentioned, it is an open invitation. And Mike, what I really liked about our previous phone call was your idea about kind of giving some perspective as a user of the Hackers Paradise Forum. And, I know that I've been on the forum for just about a year and a half or maybe 2 years now. And obviously I've developed this relationship with JB over there, this partnership where this episode is appearing on their network. So shout out to all our friends over there. But you have been on the forum for quite a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think we're going on about 5 years now for me. Mm-hmm. And really just kind of stumbled upon the forum. I was actually at the time just kind of looking for some people to play with. And, I stumbled across the forum, started kind of looking around and reading about these different events, like these extravagant events that they have, and was like, oh man, signed up and, started kind of posting and, wondered how you get into the events and things of that nature. But yeah, I was just really kind of looking for a social platform to connect with people about golf. And, sure enough, Hackers Paradise is what I found, through a Google search, about 4.5, 5 years ago, I guess. So yeah, pretty interesting there though.
Yeah. Well, that's actually how I came across it too. Now that you mention it, I hadn't heard of the Hackers Paradise prior to a couple of years ago. And obviously it's an extremely popular site, and there's thousands of people that visit this site every day. And to your point, it's interesting because, you know, we think of golf as being a social sport, but you don't always have, you know, your regular foursome that's available to go and play. And so, you know, was there any, I know you had said you went onto the forum originally to kind of, you know, meet people to see if there's anything that, you know, any games that you could set up. But was there a little bit of nervousness there? Because I know there was for me when you're kind of putting yourself out there basically anonymously to start, and you kind of have to meet people in order to actually make this thing worth it, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from Nashville. I recently, this past February, relocated to the Charlotte, North Carolina, area. And there was actually a big Seymour event over in the Nashville area at the time. And I tried to sign up, I think, for that. It was like the first, you know, event that I signed up for. And, you know, or I think, honestly, I think that there may have already, you know, had signups since mm-hmm. I was asking about trying to just meet people or what have you. And then ended up, you know, I think meeting a couple of guys, just I stepped out of work on my lunch break and went over and to a couple of guys that had set up a tee time down the street. And, you know, everybody was super warm, to me, you know, and like I said, I was in a suit and tie, work at a bank. And so, mm-hmm. That part was kind of like, okay, it was a little weird, but at the same time, like, all right, that's awesome. You know, yeah. These people seem pretty cool. And then, it was somebody else that was there was like, you know, hey, you should sign up for this THP championship that's at PGA National, you know, down, you know, later on. And, so of course, you know, I go back and I'm looking, you know, later on that night for this, and the signups for that had already happened. So I threw my name in, I think, for like the waiting list or whatever, and I'd completely forgotten about it. And all of a sudden I get a private message from Josh's wife, Morgan, saying, hey, mm-hmm. congratulations. You know, your name was drawn for, from the wait list. Somebody had to drop out. And that's essentially how I got into my first event. But as far as going and meeting people, because the championship, you know, there was probably 20 to 30 guys, that were there along with JB and his wife at the time. So it's definitely a little intimidating, I guess, you know, when you're going to meet, that bigger group of people. But, I haven't met any rude people, at least in person, mm-hmm. from the forum. Everybody's always been super welcoming. And, you know, the great thing is like, you know, you get up there to hit your first tee shot. There's all those nerves, all the things you think about, like when you play golf, it's like, man, you know, I'd like to, you know, really go out there and tee off with something on the line or, you know, a bunch of new people, but there's no nerves like that first tee at a THP event. So
that's true.
It's pretty sweet. You know, it's a pretty sweet deal, you know?
Yeah. I've not had the chance to play in an event yet, but I've definitely been around for a couple. Most recently, the other version of the THP championship, sponsored by Budget Golf, that was actually at Cog Hill. So right in my backyard. And I absolutely saw the same thing that you were talking about. Everyone was just super nice. And I think, you know, JB's been on this show a couple times, and he's mentioned that they did that by design. You know, you could go onto any internet forum, and this is why it's, THP so different, is you can go onto any internet forum anonymously and just troll the hell out of somebody because you're never going to meet mm-hmm. them. And what JB and his wife Morgan have created with THP is the fact that, yeah, you can actually go and meet this person that you're chatting with or you're conversing with on the forum. At some point, you're going to meet them. Or you could, if you so choose.
Oh, yeah.
And so that kind of, I feel that just evens the playing field a little bit more, and people are much less jerky to one another.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a pretty fun atmosphere. There's really not a lot of just, you know, as you say, internet trolls out there just to, you know, try to get under people's skin for the most part. And, you know, I've gone to several events. I've been lucky enough to go to several events, you know, over the, you know, the time that I've been on the forum. And probably like my favorite, you know, definitely my favorite event that I got to go to was the Shaft Up, you know, event last year. Have you read about the Shaft Up?
Or, I have.
You know, followed that at all?
I read about it. Yes. It sounded exciting.
So, yeah. So last year I got to be flown down to Dallas and get a grand tour of the US Team EMEA. Got to meet Danny Lee. And Lindsay, you know, which was awesome. And Lindsay kind of is in charge of all their social media. So if you follow, you know, UST and those guys on the, you know, on the internet and stuff, you're going to you know, she's the one that's posting all that stuff and pictures and everything. But, you know, and then later on was able to go to the Shaft Up finale, which was great. We went to Callaway Gardens over there in Atlanta and got to play golf with Danny again. And obviously, you know, we were fitted for clubs. But really, I think probably one of the most unique things that is ever that I've seen from any THP event is the way that Danny has allowed himself to be accessible to me and those guys that attended the Shaft Up finale last year. I mean, we have a group me set up, and I mean, like daily we talk, and to be able to have that type of connection and friendship with somebody like that, you know, in the golf industry is just incredible. I mean, and I would have never ever gotten that through any other site, I don't really believe, you know. So just an average Joe like, you know, you and I, you know, just being able to connect and talk and ask questions on a daily basis, if, you know, if I wanted to just pick up the phone and text, hey, you know, Danny, you've seen my swing, you've seen my ball flight, you know, what do you think of this shaft, you know, for my drive or a three wood or whatever it might be. So that's just awesome. I mean, the accessibility that he's got, you know, and he just had another baby here recently too. So right. Congratulations to him anyway.
And that's really, you know, what you speak about and just the examples that you just shared really speaks to the community that is created on this website. And, you know, we at Golf Unfiltered are obviously big supporters of what goes on over at THP. And this allows, you know, us, even like you and I right now talking that we probably never would have met before, but have the ability to chat on the phone and to talk a little bit about what, you know, a little bit about your story. And on that point, Mike, I know that one of the things that you and I chatted a little bit about was just as you never know who you're going to meet from the forum, even if the forum wasn't a thing and you were just to go out as a single, for example, and go try to tee it up one day and you get paired with another foursome, you never know who you're going to be playing with. And you certainly don't know the story that those people lived through. And I know that you and I talked a little bit about your background, and I would have to say that, you know, you've got a little bit of a unique story yourself. What got you interested in the game of golf to begin with? Was this a thing that you started doing when you were a child, or was this something that you brought up or took up later, a little bit later on in life?
Well, I worked as a cart boy when I was, you know, when I was a senior in high school for a short period of time. And so that was, you know, probably my first exposure to the game. And, you know, I got to play a little bit then, and then, you know, ended up, you know, kind of going to school and that sort of thing. And just, you know, didn't really have an opportunity, didn't have the money to play or anything like that, you know. So it was one of those things, you know, you might play once a year for a bit. And then probably about, you know, 7 years or so ago, I guess, you know, I really just got the itch to want to play. It's, you know, golf has always been something that I've always just been infatuated with. And so, you know, I ended up joining a local club in the Nashville area with some buddies. And, you know, luckily was able to just get out and play, you know, on a regular basis. And so, you know, now, you know, I guess I was a member of that club there for, you know, 5-6 years roughly. And then, you know, just this past year, you know, with me relocating to Charlotte, I've had to find, you know, a new club. And it's actually kind of different, you know, when you're at I guess mine was more of a resort club, so to speak, the club I was in Nashville. And then this is more of an actual country club here. So it's really, really kind of interesting to see, like, you know, they have actual league nights here, which I really grown to enjoy, as long as, you know, as well as like member guest. And, you know, they even have their own version of like the Ryder Cup, but, you know, you can have this, I guess, I think it was like 64 people. So you got 32 people or something on a team.
Wow.
So, that part's been really cool. And so, you know, and my team won, by the way, you know, just a little brag there.
But, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. But no, I mean, that's really kind of how I got into it. I've always just been really infatuated, loved watching it on TV, but, you know, I just, you know, I didn't play much growing up, even though it was kind of one of those games that I was always like, just, hey, you know, I really like to feel like I can be good at that. You know, I played baseball, you know, as a younger kid. So, you know, got pretty good hand-eye coordination. And, you know, I've gotten, it's kind of crazy to kind of go back and just see how your game and stuff like that evolves over the years. You know, yeah. Even though I don't feel like I ever get any better, I feel like my game evolves. there's something that I'm good at that I wasn't good at before. So,
Well, and you know, we talk a lot about that too here on the show as well as on the website. You know, the most recent podcast, for example, listeners, you'll know this. We talked a little bit about just learning from the mistakes that you've made on the course, and when I, in the podcast entitled "Letting Go of Regret," getting over regret, and you know, golf itself is really just a accentuation, or it's a story within itself, and it really just talks a lot about what you can do not only on the course but also in life. And I know, Mike, you and I are talking a little bit about just, you know, not only how you use the game of golf or how golf helps you to relax, to get over some of the stresses that you're feeling, but, you know, this has really been a game that's really helped you get from one stage in your life to the other, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I guess it's been a couple of years ago. I really struggled with something, you know, growing up, a couple years ago, I actually went to was selected by the company I work for to participate in this leadership program for, for young professionals. And, I personally do not have a college degree. And so I really, really struggled with that, you know, a lot. And so, I remember the very first week of this program, and basically it's about a year long program with, with 1 week long in-person session per quarter, if that makes sense. Hopefully I said that right.
No, you did.
But
I got you.
once a quarter I would drive down to Memphis where this kind of transpires. And part of that program was you come in, you do some presenting and different things of that nature, and so you learn a little bit about PowerPoint and stuff. And I remember the instructor, we'd been tasked with our nightly assignment was to go and make a PowerPoint and then be prepared to present, like a 5 to 7 minute presentation on whatever that topic was. So the instructor kind of made a comment of, I'm sure all of you have worked with PowerPoint before and, you have college degrees and that sort of thing. And I just remember sitting there feeling like, man, I just feel so alone right now because, I don't have a college degree, and now I really haven't used PowerPoint the way that, most of these people in here probably have. So I really felt quite inferior, I guess is the way to put that. And so just so happened that particular day, we were assigned, our action learning project team is what it was called. So, it's myself and 6 other people. We had a team of 7 and we're at dinner and I'm just like, this is really heavy on my heart, the team, I guess, kind of known me as this pretty jovial, guy that likes to kind of cut up and have fun. And they're like, Mike, what's going on? And I just said, guys, I got to be honest with you. I said, I don't have a college degree. And they're like, well, okay, who cares? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I said, Bill made a comment today, saying, hey, most of you probably have college degrees and, know how to use PowerPoint and stuff. And I said, I'm not really fully functional in PowerPoint. And, I said, this is something that's always bothered me. And I said, just really kind of resurrected that.
Sure.
And so, they were like, hey, and it was incredible. It's just kind of how people just kind of, circled up around me and made me feel comfortable about it. And, let me know that it was okay. And it, kind of feel that feeling of acceptance of like, man, we don't care what kind of piece of paper you have or don't have, we like Mike for Mike,
Right.
And, somebody came up to me and gave me really good perspective. When I shared this story in front of the class and just to give a little bit more background, not to be too personal or anything, but I think that's kind of the point of your show here is to share Sure. these personal stories. But, when I was 14 years old, my mom, she had a really bad drinking and drug problem. Mm. And, she had been through several men, to kind of keep it light there. But, my brother and I have different fathers and, my brother at the time, he was probably about 7 or 8 years old at the time. Cause he's about 6 and a half years younger than me. Basically she got her kids taken away from her. And, at that point in my life, I really didn't have much of a relationship with my dad. So, at 14 years old, I was actually, I guess maybe 14, 15, something like that. I was a sophomore in high school. I you know, just finished, I think, that first semester of my sophomore year in high school. So I'd have been either, you know, late into 14 or, you know, early 15, just depending on when that time fell. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, I was the starting quarterback for the football team of the high school that I went to as a sophomore. You know, and I had that taken, you know, felt like it was taken away from me because I had to move, you know, and my dad lived, you know, 45 minutes away from where I had grown up. And again, I didn't really have much of a relationship with him. And, you know, all things being equal here, if we're going to tell the whole story, my dad and I have a great relationship now. So, you know, I will say that my mom and I, you know, don't, but my father and I definitely do, mm-hmm. At this point in my life. But anyway, kind of back to the story. I mean, you know, I ended up having to move in with him and I was not real thrilled about that, but, luckily he was actually married to somebody at the time. And, she was, you know, she was very much kind of like a mother to me when I, you know, and I still consider her like, you know, a godmother to me. So still keep in touch with her to this day. And, you know, she really kind of helped make that time bearable, you know, because at the time, you know, my dad, you know, very much kind of an authoritative person, you know, and for me, I kind of felt like during that time, it was just like, you know, I was there to do chores and I was an expense and that was just how I felt. So, you know, I don't know how many people have had to felt guilty about asking for a new pair of shoes or a shirt or, you know, I played basketball too, you know, needing a new pair of shorts or, you know, basketball shoes and that sort of thing. So that's kind of how I grew up.
Right.
You know,
well, and I think a lot of people could relate to that too, that are listening. I mean, and I think to your point, I mean, everyone's got that backstory and you get to a certain point in your life where, you know, I'm always amazed, Mike, you know, where people can just persevere over certain things, you know, and to your, you know, you were sharing from a personal standpoint about, you know, decisions that were made by people other than yourself that impacted your life and it gets you know, throughout and it sticks with you a little bit throughout life, but overall you are still dealt that deck of cards. And so you use different ways, different outlets, such as golf and others, to get over those things. But I think what you're saying, a lot of people could relate to.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, really, I guess kind of the moral of the story, you know, for me is, and this is something like say, you know, now kind of in the role that I'm in, you know, we deal with people and their money, you know, they come in, you know, and you can certainly try to pass judgment on somebody based on how they look or what car they drive and they pull into the parking lot and that sort of thing. But, you know, to your point from earlier is, you know, you don't ever judge the book by its cover because you don't know what story or what that person's dealing with when they leave. You know, that person that's coming in that, you know, you think looks a certain way, you know, they could be living paycheck to paycheck. And if they're coming in there to cash their check or make that deposit and something goes wrong with that, you know, that could be a difference in food for their kids or, you know, whatever it is. You know, it just really depends. Or that person that's got, you know, holy jeans and smells kind of funny, you know, is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, you just never know.
Right.
But
I've met a few of those.
I think
people,
it's important to just I think it's just really important that you're aware of that, especially as you connect with these new people on the golf course, because you don't know what people have been through and stuff like that. And you know, I think most of these people that know me out there, you know, will probably be surprised to find, like, you know what, Mike doesn't have a college degree. He really struggled with that. And, you know, he struggled with his parents, you know, growing up as a kid. And, you know, he's done all right for himself. And I'm not afraid to say that. I mean, I'm really, really proud of where I've gone. But, you know, being able to play golf and just, you know, kind of escape, you know what I mean? The everyday hustle and stuff. I mean, you know, that to me, you know, that's life. You know, I just, you know, go to work, I work hard and, you know, and then on the weekend I play hard, you know, so that's it. But I mean, just don't judge people, you know, based on how they look or, you know, and that sort of thing. I think that's really kind of the moral of the story. You just never know what people have gone through.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear more people kind of open up and share, because I'm sure that there's tons of other unique stories out there that people can share that, you know, where they've overcome and persevered and different things to just to give us motivation to keep pushing forward when we're, you know, feeling a little bit down or struggling with something. You know, same as kind of to the podcast you recently cut, you know, talking about how you, you know, started with this bladed wedge on 11 or 12, I think,
right. Yeah.
You know, and then it was just kind of like all downhill. Well, you know, don't let that one little thing set you back. And I'm kind of talking to myself here too, because I'm, you know, I'm the world's worst about getting down on myself on the course when I hit a bad shot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've had many a round meltdown at around hole 11 or 12 too. So don't feel bad.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you sharing your story as well. And you know, I definitely would love for others to come on and open up, much like you had mentioned. And you know, listeners, the whole point of these stories is, again, not to sound like a broken record or anything, but, you know, the people that you meet, not only on a golf course, but just in general throughout the day, you never know what they're going through. And, you know, Mike, you know, obviously you sound like you're a successful guy. I know you're a successful guy. And just from the story that you shared, I mean, you should be proud of yourself, and you should never hold back on that point, because, you know, I know that in our previous conversation, you shared a little bit more detail that we'll leave for that conversation. And I know that you have dealt with a lot in your life, much like a lot of people, I think, have who are listening to this now. And I'm of the opinion, you know, I'm not an expert by any means in this, but I'm of the opinion that if you're proud of something and if you've achieved something, if you can't be happy for yourself, then I don't know. I mean, you can't really rely on others to always be happy for you. But, you know, I could just say that the stories you've shared with me just in now the second conversation we've had, you know, certainly something to be proud of. So good on you for sharing that.
Well, I appreciate that. And there's one part I want to share. I think I forgot, but in sure. That leadership program that somebody that I was sharing earlier, but somebody came up to me and gave me such really good perspective, because I always kind of looked at that not having a college degree as, you know, as a hindrance, or, you know, again, inferior, what have you. But young lady came up to me in class and just said, you know, Mike, you know, why does that bother you so much? You should really look at it. Have you thought about this perspective? And I was like, well, what perspective? And she goes, well, you know, how many, at the time I was 33 years old, you know, she goes, how many 33 year old men have 13 years of banking experience and, you know, 7 or 8 years in management? She goes, you know, you got your diploma, you know, on, you know, actually getting to put in action what people are just now starting to do, you know, and, you know, working with people, and you have, you know, you have all these people skills and leadership skills, and, you know, you've learned how to manage and work with people and lead people. And I just said, you know, her name is Rebecca. I said, I never thought of it like that. That's a really great perspective. So, you know, again, you know, when you think of something, you know, out there that's maybe brought you down or whatever, there's probably somebody else out there that's got a different perspective that can share, you know, a positive perspective with you that you hadn't really thought of too. So, you know, that I always just found that just so powerful to me, mm-hmm. that, you know, that she was willing to come up and say that. And, you know, I just thought, wow, you know, you're exactly right. I never thought of that. So,
yeah,
sorry. Well, I wanted to make sure I got that out.
No, that's a good perspective itself. You know, and I've often been told and believe in the fact that stories that you tell yourself are just stories sometimes. And, you know, there's always two sides to every story. And sometimes, to your point, you have to hear the other side of it to really get that perspective, because maybe things aren't as bad as you might think. And so I
sure
really appreciate you sharing that story, Mike. And, you know, I certainly want to keep the open invitation. It applies to you as well, sir. So if you ever do want to come back on the show, we will definitely be able to do that. And listeners, this is, again, open invitation. Anyone who's interested to share a little bit, obviously Mike was, you know, brave enough to come on and share a little bit about himself, and I'm glad that he did, and I'm sure that we'll do that again in the future. But Mike, for this time being, though, I do want to thank you once again for coming on the show.
Hey, man, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And, you know, if you're ever down in the Charlotte area, look me up. I'll have you over to my course. And we'll play some golf together. That'd be pretty cool. So.
That would be pretty cool. I'll take you up on that.